This is University of Maryland news for the week of March 14th through the 18th. From the news desk, I'm Ashley Westerman. University President Dr. Wallace Lowe released a short statement this week in light of the earthquake and resulting tsunami that hit Japan on Friday. Lowe extended his sympathies to the university's visiting Japanese students and confirmed that all Maryland students in the country are safe. Last week's earthquake is the latest in a series of megaquakes over the past 7 years, said university geophysicist Laurent Montesi. There have been 5 8.5 magnitude earthquakes since 2004. University energy policy expert Nathan Holtman said the damaged nuclear power plants in Japan will renew a debate on the safety of pursuing nuclear energy. The technology has always been perceived as dangerous, said Holtman, and energy policy will never be free of discussion of risks. Overall, there are 55 new reactors being built in 12 different countries, and failures in Japan will require a pause to allow for public discussion. Two university professors, Ira Berlin and Julie Green, are launching a new initiative that seeks to expand the understanding of our nation's immigrant past. Berlin hopes the Center for the History of the New America will catch the interest of scholars and students who are interested in understanding how American immigration relates to global change. A forum will be held later this semester to gather input on projects the new center might undertake. University senior Dekanle Sumade is one of the three finalists in the MTV College Board's Get Schooled College Affordability Challenge. This national competition encourages participants to create digital tools to enhance or simplify the financial aid process. Sumade, originally from Beltsville, got the idea for his design, First Aid, when he realized that financial aid information is not readily available for everyone.
I went and did some research and I found that there was a disconnect between technology that these resources were promoted on and the technology that law school students have.
His single-source online and SMS platform will allow low-income students to access financial aid and admissions information. First Aid will also track a user's progress towards funding and admission.
For instance, a student interested in going to University of Maryland will receive updates and reminders about application deadlines and will also be able to connect with other students who are going to University of Maryland and field questions on the application process and where they could look to find scholarships that fit their needs.
The winner of the competition will be chosen through online voting. If Sumade wins, he will receive $10,000, among other things. You can vote for Dekanle Sumade's entry at mtv.com. Voting ends this Sunday, March 20th. Next week, the university will be off for spring break, but some students are choosing a week of service over the sand, sun, and surf. The alternative spring break program offers short-term service trips both domestically and internationally. Elizabeth Dorr, the coordinator of Immersion Experiences at the Office of Community Service Learning, says an education outside of the classroom will help students better understand the root causes of social issues.
I think that this is a really great opportunity to do that, and it gives you a greater breadth of experience in order to apply what you're learning in the classroom into the world. And so I think that it's a first step for that, to bring them to something a little bit more contextual than we might find in the classroom.
Dorr says trip locations are determined by social issue and previous connections. Students have been sent to places ranging from West Virginia to Peru. The program is meant to be a catalyst, says Dorr, and the ultimate goal is to inspire the students to continue working in service after the trip.
It's a very short-term period of time to be conducting service, and change isn't going to be made by just us going for 7 to 10 days. So, you know, what I really would like to see is the education that the students receive, that they gain during the trips, lead to some sort of action when they come back.
The university will be closed for spring break from Monday, March 21st through Friday, March 25th. Classes will resume on Monday, March 28th. The Terrapin women's basketball team landed a number 4 seed spot in the NCAA tournament. The Lady Terps, who ranked 16th at the end of the season, will take on 13 seed St. Francis at the Comcast Center in College Park on Sunday. Maryland Day is quickly approaching, and April 30th will be here before you know it. To plan your day at the university's annual open house, visit www.marylandday.umd.edu. Or, if you have an iProduct, you can download the Maryland Day app for free from iTunes or the Apple Store. And finally, the university has chosen Damari Smith, Executive Director of the National Football League Players Association, as the speaker for the 2011 spring commencement. The ceremony will be on Thursday, May 18th, in the Comcast Center. That's the news for this week. Have a fun and safe spring break. Our next podcast will air on Friday, April 1st. From the news desk, I'm Ashley Westerman.